Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Living Unbroken podcast, Power to Heal. I'm Sonia Lin, Master Healing Practitioner and Transformation Coach. Today, I want to talk about in this episode a little bit on mental health. It's such a broad subject, of course, but a little bit on the process behind the psychology and emotional effect on our well-being. Because our emotions are a result of our thoughts, and our actions are a result from our emotions. And backing up to our thoughts, these are a product of our belief system. And when there's unhealed trauma, there are negative thoughts. And negative thoughts, when these thoughts don't feel good, then there's not a lot of truth to them. And even though these thoughts are coming in, it doesn't mean that there's the truth with a capital T. It doesn't mean that they can be proved. However, we're believing them because we have studies shown we have more than it used to be, 60 to up to 62,000 thoughts per year, and now that's even increased. And mental health can have this stigma attached to it, this label, that having a mental disorder, is also referred to as mental illness. And it's a process to heal ourselves whole. It's a process for full body integration. It's the collaboration of mind, body, and spirit. So this mental health is essential. Having someone to talk to, or have, working with a coach or counselor or someone with wisdom and guidance to facilitate and hold the space for us, is healthy and essential. Now, stated before, you are the hero on your healing journey. You are the healer. Myself and others are the facilitators, and we are holding this safe place for you to grow and heal and tap into the inner wisdom that you've had and have access to. It's just got lost along the way. As humans having an experience here, we all experience trauma. Trauma, a time when we didn't feel safe, just a shock to our energy system. It is not limited to just, physical trauma, which may be what people think of when you hear that word. So all these epidemics of, depression and anxiety and suicide that I've talked about, and addictions, it's going back to our limited belief system. And to break down, all of the pressure that is affecting mental health, what society has created to be norm, or our upbringing, everything we experience is going through, this, it's filtering through our life experiences and is limiting us, because we truly are unlimited when we can break through what's holding us back, these internal blocks, these limiting beliefs. And removing these labels that have once been put on us, bipolar or, codependent or an addict, whatever these labels are, it's not who we are. That we all have light within us. We are all an energetic light and whole at our core. So to break through this programming that has just piled up on top of us, or these labels that have been created, whether it goes back, I've worked with a lot of clients and working through labels going back through school that were created, through learning and whatever their learning style was, and then these improper references that were adopted at a young age, and thinking that they're, not good enough in some sense, not smart enough, or not thin enough, or not, good looking enough, or whatever it is, just breaking through this improper reference, this association that was created at a young age, and in one way or another saying that we're not good enough or worthy enough. And you are. We all are. It is our divine given birthright. So it is 100% our responsibility, and to look at what is the attachment or stigma or label or our belief system with what mental health is. I have worked with people that, it was a real challenge to reach out and seek some guidance and support because they had this belief that they, could do everything on their own or had to do everything on their own, or it was weak to ask for help or even directions. That's the ego getting in the way. It takes true strength and courage to be vulnerable, and we all benefit. And if we had the access to the answers to our challenges, to find the solutions on our own when we feel stuck, then we would have. So reaching out is creating this space to flip our script, to see things in a whole different way, to reframe, to be able to access and to get unstuck from looking through the narrow lens and perspective that I remember being stuck in a really narrow lens from my past experience and not being able to see things from a different perspective, a higher perspective. And just a reminder, I know I've mentioned this before, that when you're seeking to work with someone, a mentor, an advisor, someone for guidance and counseling and coaching and healing, you really want to be aware of what their level of consciousness is. You want to make sure that they have wisdom and experience, because can only take you as far they can go. Our levels of perspective, our levels of awareness and consciousness as we awaken and climb the emotional scale to shift from these lower emotions to the higher healing anabolic emotional states, it takes growth, and we can only see that highest level and below. And I like to describe it as, like a peephole in a hotel room. Even standing on your tippy toes, if you're not high enough to see up there, you only know what you know, and you can't see, of course, what you can't see. So you want to seek out guidance from someone that is walking the talk and really operating from a high level of consciousness and awareness That's just important. I didn't, you know that years ago, and along the way of people I've worked with, and we're all each other's teacher and student. And when the student is ready, the teacher, the mentor, the guide appears. But you really want to make sure that there's wisdom there. And it really, the full healing process, the connection of the physical, the emotional, the mental, spiritual body, that it takes cooperation of all the as a whole to come together for full, wholehearted healing, because we are more than just a physical body, and we are more than just a mental body or an emotional or energetic body. So it takes a whole approach in healing for yourself. So really, you know, just doing some research on what is that, who are these team members that you're putting together in your corner for, your mental and emotional and physical health, because it does all go back to our mind, our mental health. That is our medicine. So if you've heard me say, our health is our wealth, because when we change our mental state, when we reframe and really heal our mental health and reduce those negative thoughts and the amount of time that we have them, realizing that we're the observer, and when we can start to observe the thoughts and separate, not label or judge ourselves, and just give some space to the thoughts and realize we are separate, that's not who we are, we can begin to work on reframing those thoughts in a way that they serve us rather than limit us, because having labels really limit us. When we put a label on someone, ourselves or someone else, they are limiting, and they can come across as very judgmental. And so we want to reduce that judgment. That reducing the judgment to others starts with reducing the judgment to ourselves. So it really starts with going within. And, starting from the top into our mental health and our mind. So the persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in activities that is with clinical depression, it really is a low level of emotional and spiritual awareness, and really feeling stuck there, not able to access and see beyond. It's just like looking through a paper towel roll, really limited, not seeing the whole prism of other perspectives available to us. And it really, causes significant impairment in daily life, because the action is non-action in the mood and feeling of depressed, which is coming from these limited and negative thoughts. So, another epidemic I mentioned, anxiety. Now, this is really categorized or characterized by feelings of worry, anxiety, fear, and again, they really have a strong hold that are interfering with one's daily activities. Our emotional instincts, it can cause us to freeze or to fight or you know, run whatever our default emotional instincts are when core emotions come up in this situation. And it's a process. It's really when we can climb the emotional scale from the depression to the anger to rationalizing and to cooperating and to forgiving and to having compassion. And it's a process to climb up the emotional scale. And when we do, when we overcome and break through, it really does feel like a prison being stuck in these negative emotions. Then we can begin to break free, and that's where the magic happens. That is where our body begins to heal, our relationships heal, and we experience magic that and opportunities in our life. And it really starts with going within and taking that step to seek support beyond ourselves. And it's really important to know that it's not your fault. It is just faulty, broken programming, and that you're not broken. Again, it's just the broken programming. And when you can discover and have access to these higher states and realize that they were within you all along. They're not found external beyond ourselves. It's really a process of being able to meet our own needs within ourselves and not constantly trying to have the feelings of peace and joy and love just beyond ourselves. But when we can experience that and grow into that within ourselves, we then experience that beyond ourselves. And like my previous podcast about, the world is a mirror. And when I ask clients, you know, what are, just shout out, think about, you can think about this now if you haven't listened to that episode, about five or six words just go that describe the world. You know, what is the lens that your beliefs and thoughts are being filtered through? And that's an indication of your inner world and what's going on. And if they don't feel good, if they're not, positive, and if they don't, again, feel good, then we want to start to work on yourself and then be able to experience the peace and joy and the healing and the health and the fulfillment that is available to you. And I promise you, it is there even when you can't see it. We all have access to light and power and purpose and passion, even when it feels too dark to access it. It is there within you. It is who you are. When you can go through and break free from these limiting beliefs, these labels, these attachments or stigmas that to what mental and emotional health are, it's something that we all benefit from. We all have a mind. We all have emotions. We all have a physical body. We all have a spirit that is beyond what we can see, our physical eye. It is behind our eye, our intuition, and the soul that we are as spiritual beings having a human experience. So just wanted to touch base a little bit on that. And, you know, I'll just add in here too on, you know, bipolar is really this, you know, it's associated with episodes of mood swings that are ranging from really depressive lows, just the lowest state of emotional and spiritual awareness, to these manic highs. And there's all different influencers on our energy. There's internal influences that I've touched on today. There's external influences. And, you know, our environment, combination of genetics. And it doesn't, our challenges, the issues to heal, struggles that we have, they're our responsibility, but it doesn't mean they started with us. Living unbroken is breaking the cycle from ancestors and generations back that are attached to us. They are in our genes. They're in our DNA, in our cells. And we really have the power to break free from that and to break the cycle, to really create a new norm and health for ourselves and our loved ones. So just again, know that even though it is our 100% responsibility to do the work, to go within and to grow, it doesn't mean that it started with us, and it doesn't mean that we are broken or that it is our fault. You know, so I just want to leave you with that. And as always, I believe in you. You are loved. You are never alone. You are worthy. In love and light, the light in me bows to the love and the light within you. Namaste.